Spare Ideas is a podcast about ideas. All ideas contained within this podcast are the property of Spare Ideas Corporation and its subsidiaries. On hearing this disclaimer, you agree to not steal, imitate, interpret, initiate, imbibe, or otherwise profit from said ideas, even though none of this is legally binding. In fact, please steal these ideas. They're going spare.
Got them, then we'll have them.
Spare ideas.
We'll take them apart and put them back together again.
Hello and welcome to Spare Ideas, a podcast about inventing inventions. My name's Ben.
My name's Sarah.
And I'm Rowan.
And I'm Ben Addicott specifically. I don't know, I'm starting to realise this is a very important part of this whole thing. I don't know. If they just think we're just, I mean, there's a lot of Bens.
There are. That's true.
And there's quite a few more famous than me.
I know at least six.
And better. Better than me, frankly.
Better Bens.
Ben Whishaw.
I think.
The better Ben.
I think it depends how you, you know,
no, he's
weigh up your weight.
He's roughly the same as me, but better.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
He's more of a visual Ben, though, and you're more of an audio Ben.
He's good at audio, too. He's got a lovely voice.
Mm.
He's like he's got the same kind of attractiveness as me, but he's more attractive. He's got the same kind of style as me, but he's more stylish. He's got the same kind of public persona as me, but he's more famous. What am I going to do? His name's even better. Whishaw.
Do you know
perfectly matches him.
Do you know more about beer than he does?
I assume so.
Well, then
probably not.
I don't know.
Do you know more about spare ideas?
Well, let's find out.
Yeah, let's find out.
So what is it we do on this show, Sarah?
Well, Ben, we invite somebody along to come and share with us their inventions.
Yes, an amateur inventor, if you will. Not a professional. At least
not yet,
anyway.
This is not a place for professionals.
And maybe it could be in the future. Maybe it's going to sort of gradually work its way up from sort of being our mates and such like to being like that David Letterman show where he's talking to like George Clooney and Barack Obama. It's going to be one of those kind of shows.
I mean, if they wanted to come, they're welcome.
No, I'd say, look, right now, it's not really part of our MO. So, you know, give us a call back in a few weeks, B.O. That's his initials, isn't it? Remarkable. The things we learn on this show.
Good.
Anyway, of course, we can't just do this on our own, can we?
No, of course not.
We do need an inventor.
We need an inventor. Yeah. And today's inventor is David Harbottle. Hello, David.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
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 Say hello, Rowan.
I said hi.
You did say hi.
I said say hello.
Oh, hello. I thought my hi was perfectly adequate.
This isn't the school playground.
It's a dictatorship is what this is.
So, David, do you have any experience of inventing?
Yeah, well, I was a bit angry at the start there because I like to think of myself as a professional.
Oh, sorry,
inventor.
Wow, this took off really quickly.
I'm always thinking of ways that I can improve your life.
Oh, my life,
yeah,
specifically.
Mm.
Oh, just nice. Me. Oh, that's sweet. You guys, me. I'll let you share if you're nice.
Thanks.
That's
I'll
right.
wait and see what I think. Yeah. Frankly, I might not be interested.
Depends what you get
after
getting.
That.
It could be so tailored to me that it's of no use to you, of course.
Exactly.
It could be like a thing that makes me look like Ben Whishaw. You don't need that.
Who is Ben Whishaw?
Google him, you'll find out. I'll put it in the show notes. Show notes, a thing from every podcast now on the Very Good Network. Check out verygood.org.uk and go on the blog. There are show notes.
Is that where we're at now? Is that the state of education we're in secondary schools? So you just have the teacher at the front just going, Google it. That's where we're at now.
Basically.
History. We're going to learn about the ancient Egyptians.
Yeah.
Now get on your phones, type in ancient Egyptians. Yeah. How do you spell that, sir? Google it. So they even have to Google
will correct
spelling.
It for you, exactly. Just go on the Wikipedia page.
Yeah, just mush loads of keys and then it'll auto-correct something relevant.
Google spell check is good. It's better than my phone, you know.
Oh, I remember we used to go on late nights in our student years when you had little money, little things to do. Yeah, we used to go and just try and challenge it to work things out, put in insanely garbled, misordered combinations of words to try and make it, and it'd be fine, be like, oh, I know what you meant.
We do live in a strange time now. My friend said he picked up a very drunken student in Cardiff, and he couldn't speak, he didn't know where he lived, he didn't know his name, but he knew his Twitter handle. So... He knows the important things.
Exactly. Well, it might be that, you know, someone might want to tweet the whole experience at him and you might get some kind of viral fame out of it, in which case there's some moolah there.
So, David, what do you do when you're not inventing?
Well, I'm a full-time piss artist, basically.
Ooh.
What that involves is, am I allowed to say piss?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can say whatever you like.
Feel free, yeah.
Fab. So, I like walking my
dog. You can't say fab.
No. We've got standards.
Sorry, guys.
No abbreviations. Fabulous.
Fabulous.
There we go.
So I walk my dog. a few times a day.
That's mm-hmm. a good amount.
So
good,
that's good. 14 times a week.
Right, okay. Yeah, yep.
I enjoy running, cycling.
Do you often run with the dog or separately from the dog?
Sometimes, but sometimes. On shorter runs.
Right.
Because he can...
that put you off?
Get quite tired. And also, people judge you more when you're running with your dog. Because they look at the dog and think, that's not fair. What? Dog's not enjoying that as much as you are. So you become more self-conscious.
I don't know. I've never seen a dog running that wasn't having a good time. Mm. Maybe I just don't read dog expressions accurately.
It's hard to tell, isn't it? If they're enjoying it or if they're actually just massively distressed because you're running away from them.
I think I always think they're more and kind they of short burst creatures.
Okay. But everything can change in a split second, because today I moved off the pavement to let an older lady pass. Mm. And by doing that, that shocked Murphy, my dog, into some kind of action. So I ended up kind of half trampling on him as we were avoiding this old lady. As she was looking at him really lovingly.
Mm.
And then she kind of, her face changed very quickly and then started to look at me and judge me.
Mm.
What's my role in all of this?
Well, as the trampler, I think you are in you're somewhat a worse position than you were when you were simply the dog encourager. When you were forcing a dog to run, you were like, you're at one level of bad. I think the central circle of hell is for the dog tramplers. That's the worst place.
I also got heckled by an 8-year-old the other day. So I was running near...
Shit dog, mate!
Well, it was worse than that. He was quite clever with the way he was belittling me.
Oh, they're the worst.
So he was about 8 years old. I was just running past the back entrance of the cot in the pub.
Mm.
And then he just quite calmly said, are you running that with that dog or is that dog running you? Mm-hmm. Well, he said actually... using better English than that.
No, I can imagine it's quite a traumatic event. It's hard to relive.
And then I had to think about what was going on.
It's possible
who was in charge.
It's very possible he doesn't understand what that means either. I think it might be a situation where he was not the inventor in the situation, I'm going to say. I think that we call that plagiarism. But I mean, I don't know. That could be some kind of, might be a future comedian. Future stand-up comedian. In which case, in the long run, you still win.
Yeah. Well, at some point he'll be telling that in a stand-up routine. And you'll be like, oh, I'm that guy. I'm the guy that he told to do something.
I was walking down the road the other day. It was 25 years ago.
Get some new material. You can heckle him back with
then
his
I started
old
to
material.
Think, is it acceptable to hate 8-year-olds? Is that acceptable? I don't know.
I think so.
It just made me spiral into a whole other world of hatred and thought.
Mm.
Because I didn't have an answer. I didn't have a smart-ass reply for him.
Did you try, or like, did you just keep walking?
Shouldn't you be in bed? Or, where's your mum? And then once you've gone there, you can take it further if
exactly,
you need to.
Exactly, exactly. Because I'm here to see you. Me and the dog.
Yeah,
that's why you can say piss on this show. So it's worth saying that what he actually means to say rather than piss artist is professional and successful musician. If you're curious, check out Harbottle and Jonas. They're terrific. Fabulous, if you would. Mm. But anyway, should we get on to the inventions?
Let's
find out what this particular piss artist has in store for us.
So, your first invention.
Right then. So I've obviously given this a load of thought because I want to do a good job.
Yeah.
This is a serious podcast.
This is. And so my first one, I've tried to apply it to my life specifically rather than others.
Rather than mine.
Mm. Well, yes. Unless you might benefit from some of these. So the first invention I have is, it's called the Wonderwall Vaporizer.
Okay. Is it a vape liquid that tastes like Oasis, the soft drink?
We're going to get on to
how
it works.
Yeah, Ben.
Hold your horses,
Ben. That's supposed to be a joke answer, sorry. Might be true.
So what that involves is many buskers or many musicians will know the age-old request for play Wonderwall when Uncle Nobbed at the wedding requests Wonderwall.
Mm.
So there's a little, just a kind of little thing on the guitar, which just basically makes them self combust, vaporizes them essentially. Because I just think on a more kind of political note,
right.
I think society would be a better place without these people. And I think there might be an exception for the rule, but I think with all kind of brutal self discombobulation, I think that you know, it's worth the one innocent person that dies.
Okay, so is it very much about the song itself, or is it more about the kind of person who's inclined to request that song?
100%, yeah. Right, the song's, okay. You know, it's a good song.
Song's fine. Right, okay, so
but I don't want to play the song.
Simply removing the song from you could just wipe the song out. That's one song down. You know, a lot of people spared, but it's a fair point. They'd find another song, wouldn't they?
I think really here you're using the song to find those people.
I did have a plan B though, because I did think that might be slightly brutal, and so I've used this previously at weddings and things. So if someone says, "Oh, play Wonderwall," which is we get requests that quite a lot, considering we're a folk duo.
got acoustic guitars, what more do you need? Come on,
yeah, it's true.
He's got an acoustic guitar in the video. I've seen it.
And so I said, I would say to said person, well, I'm more than happy for you to use our equipment and play Wonderwall to all your friends. And it kind of, it really does show the character of the person.
That's interesting.
Because often they'll crumble.
Yeah, because I would have thought that, I guess that's a different person. Because obviously there's the kind of person who, you know, wants to be involved and wants to be centre of attention. And you're given that opportunity, you think they'd take it. But I guess it's a different person, a different style of person than the one you're seeking out with the Wonderwall vaporizer.
Would they be worse if they did then get up and play Wonderwall?
I think that wouldn't last long, would it?
But he might attract the wrong people because, oh, that's my mate playing a guitar. And then they would swarm like bees to honey.
Maybe all you need is a collection of very cheap, like small guitars in a box beside you. And when they start shouting that, you sort of just throw it like you throw a toy for a dog and they go chasing after it. And then they're outside the marquees that you have weddings in, right? They're outside the marquee surrounded by the people who want to hear that, doing their thing, and then everyone else inside can just carry on.
I just think the vaporizer's a lot easier and a lot quicker.
I guess it means that you don't have to deal with it a second time. Because if that person is a frequent wedding goer and you're a frequent wedding band...
The only problem is if it turns out to be like the best man or the brother of the bride, and then she comes over, oh, sounds great, guys. Do you know where Barry's gone? And then I'll just really quietly look her in the eyes and just say, Barry asked me to play Wonderwall. And then she'll know.
Yeah.
And it'll just be silence.
This is true, actually, that you have what you have here is the old, the classic nuclear effect here. You have the deterrent effect, don't you?
Mm.
Because it would be a fairly short order after this invention comes out that people would stop requesting Wonderwall.
Yeah.
And anything else akin to it, just in case.
You wouldn't have to vaporize very many people.
No, one would probably be enough.
The word would get out.
It's for the record, it's a great song. It's we just don't need to hear it anymore.
It's had its time.
There's other songs out there. There's plenty of songs.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, you ever heard the concept of the Judas goat? There was a thing on the Galapagos Islands.
For the record,
Islands.
I'm shaking my head there.
It was a good visual cue.
Yeah, I was on that one.
He podcasts all the time.
I should know that, yeah.
Basically, there was on the Galapagos Islands, they had a big issue with goats. Sailors in the past would drop them off there to let them breed so they can come back on the round trip and pick up a bunch of goat meat. Very clever.
Good plan.
Yeah. Drop a few goats, come back, more goats. But of course, lots and lots and lots of goats result in that, and suddenly they were destroying the Galapagos. I'm pretty sure Galapagos, one of those islands. So they needed to cut back on this before the whole place was destroyed. So they started shooting the goats from choppers with high-powered rifles. Seems a bit unfair, kind of. But they discovered that if one goat, if you shoot a bunch of goats in a group and there's one goat left, that goat will then go and try and find other goats to find a new group. And when it gets there, you then shoot all the other goats because you followed it. It then needs to go and find more goats. So you then follow that goat again, which goes to find other goats.
Is it the same goat you're following each time? Because that's horrific.
Yeah. That's what
if every time he finds new friends, you just massacre them all. Follow him to the next
I mean, apparently that's literally horrific, but I find the verbal aspect of calling him the Judas goat as if it's his fault.
Well, yeah, exactly.
It's almost worse. As if he was the one betraying them.
Follow me, and I will live. Don't kill me, I can help you.
But yeah, in this case, Oasis.
Well, thanks for that.
Again, it's not Oasis's fault, it's not Wonderwall's fault, but Wonderwall is doing us a service. It's allowing us to... It's the Judas song. It's allowing us to find...
And cull these people.
And the great thing about the vaporizing is, whereas a high-powered rifle
this
definitely
dark.
Causes some
this
mess...
This is a dark podcast.
It's got... No, now it's dark. Vaporizing people at weddings.
That's it. I mean, just weddings, on the street as well.
That's a fair point.
Busking,
yeah, I'm assuming this is
applicable to
wedding,
any kind of environment.
Very good point.
Yeah.
Just relax in your house, a couple of mates. Derek says, but then you might... Wonderwall. Gone.
But it's not a foolproof system, so like edgy lad might say to his other mate, oh, go on, say it, it'll be a right laugh. But then the vaporizer might get confused who actually said it. In the early stages, obviously, you know, as time goes on, they're going to get...
Well, no, let's take both out. Be on the safe side.
It's a dangerous game.
Take out both, it's fine.
It's a dangerous game.
At the initial part, it'll take out not only you, but the people either side of you, if you shout it out.
I think it's...
Just to be clear.
The motto for it is guilty until proven...
And once you're proven, well, you're already vaporised at that
guilty
point.
Until vaporised.
Guilty until vaporised.
And like at secondary school, if you're caught smoking behind the bins, the head teacher would come over and say, you know, if you're with the smoker, then you are a smoker. And so maybe it's the same principle.
Wow.
If you're with a Wonderwall requester, then that's the noise it would make.
See it, nice. Say it, report it. What is it? What's that thing?
I don't know.
The thing about, you know, catching Nazis and stuff, basically the same idea. If you think somebody's likely to, then tell the band before it gets ugly, you know, before anything worse happens.
Also, just you vaporise it before they've even
asked.
No,
just be like, look, this man here is intending to request Wonderwall. I just want to make it clear. So look, just give, you know, look, we don't need to get anything dirty here.
That's a brave man that does that because it might get confused. It's the words that's the trigger.
Oh, I see. This isn't controlled by you.
So you're trying to...
Right, I see. This happens automatically.
No, because then you'd just be a murderer.
He's not a murderer, Ben.
It's a controlled system within the guitar.
I see. Wow.
Otherwise, the law would be very hard on you.
I don't know. If they are literally made into vapor, then it's very hard to prove you did anything unless they have CCTV. They're not going to...
I mean, it's in the middle of a wedding. Probably quite a lot of witnesses, I would say.
Yeah, but the link between you and the... I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, I can't see any real problems with this.
No, I think it's perfect.
Get this market within the next year or two, I think.
Cheers, guys. Yeah.
Okay, should we move on to the second invention?
Let's do it.
Spare ideas. If you got them, then we'll have them. Spare ideas. We'll take them apart and put them back together again.
And to number two.
So the second invention might have specific... godlike controlling issues.
Okay.
And so it's called a dog immobilizer. And so this relates to what I was chatting to you about in your house.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
About my little puppy dog called Murphy.
Yes.
Who's a little Parsons Jack Russell. He's probably a picture perfect.
He's beautiful.
Yeah, he's a good looking lad.
Mm.
And so recently he got hit by a car and it was all very horrible. And so, obviously, I thought, how could we...
He's okay, by the way.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's all good.
There's a little tension there, but then let's relieve the tension. He's okay.
He's fine.
Yeah.
And so
For now.
Rather than me...
There's a plan coming up.
Rather than me be more responsible as an owner and make sure he's secure in the car before I open the door, it's probably just easier if he gets a little chip in his foot. That, at the request of a button on my little dog immobiliser handset, he's just frozen still. So if he approaches the main road as I'm chasing him, shouting, Murphy! Murphy! I'll just, instead of doing that, don't want to ruin my voice because I've got a wedding that night. Hopefully there's not going to be any Wonderwall requests there. I'll just press the button and it would just stop him in his tracks.
Okay, so I'm guessing you'd have to wear this around your neck or something, right?
Yeah, you could do.
You're going to need this on hand at all times. That's what I'm thinking.
Could be quite a trendy little bracelet.
But I think even if it goes off in your pocket, it's not a problem.
I guess
you know,
just
he would just stop
dog.
And then you just, he's frozen again.
Do you press the button again to unimmobilize him or does it like wear off after a certain amount of time?
Yeah, no, I think you need to.
The issue with having the control, though, is that you might start using it for your own personal enjoyment. That's the only issue. Because obviously the sort of like dip, freeze frame dog situation.
Who would do something like that, Ben?
I think the dog wouldn't mind.
I'm talking about preventing dogs from death here, and you're talking about a stop motion dog.
Look, I'm looking at you know how when you have a product, the best thing you can possibly do is have side products, right? You know, if you're going to produce a Disney film, realistically you're looking to sell merchandise. I'm just saying everything needs to have multiple cash flows.
All you need to do there is just make sure the battery in it is just a pile of wank and needs to be reborn every couple of weeks or so.
Right.
And then problem solved, you've got reinvestment in your product there. And it's a very specific battery.
Yeah, we'll invent a battery.
It's not just an AA.
It's called a bark tree. Does that work? No, it doesn't. Carry on,
not
moving
really.
On.
And so that's kind of a nice, that's my nice idea.
It's a nice idea.
I thought,
I mean, sort of. How does it work?
Sort of a nice idea.
How does it freeze the dog in a way that isn't...
What's the science?
I'm trying to think. I mean, is it like based on electric shocks in the same way as like one of those things that makes you work out without moving? You know, the ones that tenses your muscles for you?
It could have a magnet. Yeah. So it would just like magnetise it to the floor.
If they happen to be running on metal. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think rather the
order to the nearest metal object.
You could have one in each foot, and it would magnetise them together.
Oh,
so it would just.
Oh, that's quite clever, actually. Electromagnets.
Yeah. But then you'd see the suffering in its face.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
I wouldn't want to see that.
You don't want to know.
Yeah, it's better not to know.
You could put little ones in its face, so it just the face would go down as well,
or pull up into a smile.
See, I don't see myself as the inventor now. I'm the visionary. So I've thought the idea. I don't want to think about how it would work or how I'm going to work out the science behind it.
Wouldn't it be great to actually go to the trouble of getting an interview with a fairly major product developer, and you get into the interview and you're like, that's all I've got. It's going to stop them.
Yeah. Well, we could do that as a special.
Do you need more?
Episode 10, we could take all of our inventions to someone that actually knows stuff. See what they think.
Yeah, it's all a bit feeling in a kunk.
If that's the case, I don't want to put the first one forward because thinking about it now, it's probably a bit much.
Well, the tech is tricky.
Or maybe just like an electric shock instead of vaporising them.
Like a water gun.
Don't step down. You know, if you want a pony, no, was it? If you want a rat, ask for a pony, that whole thing. If you want a pony, ask for a dinosaur.
Oh, yeah. You have to start out with vaporising and then you can like temper it.
And it'll seem like it was their idea.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, no, start out with you were going to destroy the whole of the wedding and then you can work backwards.
What if one person?
Yeah.
The whole wedding.
Even thinks about Wonderwall.
Thinks. That's a whole other level.
And then you just take it back step by step. Like, okay, fair enough. Look, we'll just vaporise one person.
Okay.
Minimal damage to
Frank. You're saying it.
You've made that seem a lot better now.
Exactly.
Yeah, one person vaporised is nothing compared to
being generous.
One person
considering
thinking it and the whole wedding going up in flames.
I will sink this island.
but then before someone gets vaporised, it'd be funny if you just saw like this Judas goat. That's well, you know it's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
It just makes an appearance. Just kind of walks past a marquee. And then that person that's requested it knows in that moment, oh, fuck's sake. And then it's like the life flashing before their eyes. It's the Judas goat.
Hold up. So, in your mind, have you combined...
I want a second chance!
Have you combined the goat with the vaporizer?
Yeah.
So actually this goat is now the vaporizer. He's the one who does it.
Oh, I can imagine it as just being like a really tiny goat, though. Just a little one. It's like walking up the guitar and just like... It just like comes out. Maybe he lives in the guitar, and he just comes out and he walks up.
And then, yeah.
And it just then, you just hear the eerie, happens. The eerie tapping of his.
Playing Wonderwall as he does it. You want Wonderwall, do you?
That's a different song. That smells like Teen Spirit, isn't it?
He doesn't know. He doesn't play it.
But back to the dog.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We've got sidetracked. More backtracked, I guess.
What if we could attach these to children? Because I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. You care more about your kid than your dog, so you may as well shock them.
If you're in the same
well,
situation, visualize it. You've opened the car door. The child's burst out. They're about to cross into the road.
Yeah.
You've got a little immobiliser.
But the worry I have now is there's no point in teaching them things, is there? Because just immobilise them.
Although if they're immobilised, if that hurt them as well, then they'd learn.
Like on a date, if you're on a date in a coffee shop, if you knew it wasn't going well, if you're spying on your child, why is a child having a date? That's weird. And then you could just immobilise them, and then their partner would feel sorry for them rather than.
If you consider the fact these immobilisers don't even necessarily have to be, in fact, maybe this is it. Okay, they get taken off at a certain age. Fair enough. Okay, like you hit 18, take the immobiliser off. You're free to do what you like. But I think there are certain public figures you could refit them to. I just think that maybe if certain political, you know, political people were fitted with inhibitors that had, you know, I'm not sure who would control them. Maybe everyone. Everyone who voted for them. There you go.
What, a physical immobiliser or just like a mute button?
No, a physical immobiliser. They just topple. They'd have to try hard.
I'd love to watch that.
They would have to try hard, wouldn't they? I mean, they would, if they know that every single person who voted for them was issued with an immobiliser button, they can trigger at any point they
want. I suppose.
Want.
I'm not sure how much of their power is physical, though.
Well, if they literally can't talk or move or do anything, they're pretty...
Oh, I guess. I was just thinking of them being not being able to walk and move.
I see.
Because we're not immobilising Murphy's ability to...
Oh, I'm going for full body freezing,
and eat
right?
Anything.
Yeah.
Frozen.
Mm.
Okay.
But now
okay.
I'm thinking about it, I don't really like the idea anymore. maybe if the invention could be if your dog gets hit by a car, it turns into a spring lamb for a minute. Like, just fluffy clouds around it. Da, 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 da. I'm a lamb. 1 minute, you've got that 1 minute to get your shit together, grab him, take him somewhere safe, and then after that minute, it's a dog again. That's much better.
I mean, maybe what you need is you need an immobiliser, like a time-freezing immobiliser on the dog owner, such that, I mean, like it triggers automatically. If your dog is about to die in front of you, it just triggers. You freeze. A team is brought in. They switch out the dog for an identical dog.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You don't know. It's all fine. You come back in, you're like, oh, it's fine. I thought there was a car there. There wasn't. Hi, Murphy.
I thought it was midday.
I mean, you have to be frozen for quite a long time because, yeah, you'd have to get back to the same time of day.
Suddenly.
You have to retrain the dog so it basically is the same dog. You're going to have to be out for probably, like I say, a month or two.
Yeah.
You know, but you don't have to deal with... I mean, that's a month or two you'd have wasted mourning your own dog anyway, so...
Yeah.
Time well spent, if you ask me.
Mm. Don't know what to say about that, really.
This idea is sort of kind of...
It's travelled far.
It's blossomed, isn't it? It's blossomed into possibly being better. Or worse?
I don't know.
Either way, very unrealistic.
Yeah. Well, if we can leave that to the listeners, they
that's
can
true.
Decide. Send us a tweet if you want to.
Which version?
Which one you like.
I guess idea three is on the way then, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Okay. I think so.
So, idea three. My original idea, I think, has probably changed in this moment.
Right.
Based on a conversation about IKEA. So we'll come to what I was going to say for my idea,
right.
Which was to have a day of the week, a new day of the week, which is a Taylor Swift appreciation day. And so it would be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Taylor Swift appreciation day,
right.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So right, we'd so have cool. to find time, we'd have to shorten the days.
Just shave a little bit off all the other days.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it's mainly just because she... smiles in the face of adversity, doesn't she?
She does. And she writes songs in the face of adversity too. And makes a small fortune in the face of adversity.
But what I'd really
quite
like to do...
Quite a large fortune, yeah, I think. Yeah, true.
What I'd really like to do is make sure that IKEA has a vegetarian option.
Okay.
So...
I mean, that is certainly more... It's the most achievable idea we've had so far on this show. Simply because it might even be the case already.
It probably is.
It might be. I don't know.
Fuck.
I mean, have you been recently?
That's always the problem when you go to get your idea patented like this.
Yeah,
I'd like
yeah.
to patent like veggie hot dog at IKEA.
Yep.
It's been done, mate.
I mean, this is the question. I don't know. Have you been recently? Has anyone been recently?
No. I haven't been recently.
Let's assume. No, let's not Google it, Ben. Let's assume that it's okay. not the case.
Let's assume okay. that they don't and invent one.
So what would be the veggie option at IKEA?
Well, this is the problem. I'm not the type of veggie that likes... veggie substitutes of things that look like meat.
Admirable point. Yeah. Don't go
neither.
For veggie meatballs. Don't
so just
that.
No. Some broccoli florets.
just
put like
of broccoli.
In a nice polystyrene tray.
In a nice polystyrene tray. Okay, anything? Has anything been done to the florets? Have they been separated? Is it a single whole...
Overboiled.
Overboiled.
So there's no
broccoli.
No nutrients left in them.
Okay.
No salt, no seasoning whatsoever.
Right. one of those self-hating vegetarians. Is that what you are?
I don't need to enjoy my food. It's just shit for my gob. I need to live.
But not nutritionally.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, how are you going to pitch this to IKEA?
I'll be the victim.
I see.
I'll just walk around the rug section. Oh, that's a nice rug. Tear off all my clothes. I'm a vegetarian. Give me broccoli. Feed me broccoli. And then it would become like
amateur dramatic display.
And then all these people would come out of the carpets dressed as broccoli, rubbing themselves on
Wow. Okay. This is a flash mob at this point.
Wow.
Wow.
But it's not just vegetarian food, it's specifically broccoli.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's changing all the time. It's now specifically broccoli.
Because they might already have vegetarian dishes, but they probably don't have just a whole broccoli that's been boiled to near death.
Fuckers. Why would they not? Fucking, all inclusive is what, else. That's all I'm asking for.
No, it's true.
Inclusion.
True. They claim that they like to be able to present everything a person needs in their life. And if that's not one of those things, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
Well, I do actually. There's other things. Lamps are quite useful.
But
not essential.
Whereas a whole broccoli.
Not as essential as broccoli.
They're just building an IKEA in Exeter. So I think this is a real, a unique opportunity to
pitch this.
The best time to jump on the IKEA bandwagon,
I think. That's true. Yeah. You've actually taken this
and
the right time.
And whilst it's being built, maybe hide in between the bricks. So you're there on grand opening day. They're like, have you cleared the site? Is there no one? There's no one here. Of course there's no one here.
Yeah.
Well, they're wrong,
aren't
they?
How does one hide between bricks? Do you mean bricks that are not currently in use? Or do you mean bricks that are currently part of a building?
I think my idea was that so someone would cement over me.
Okay.
But as long as I've got broccoli-induced drip.
Do you know what's excellent? Nice. Do you know what the Swedish for broccoli is?
What?
Broccoli.
Oh, great. They'll understand then.
Exactly.
There won't be any communication error.
Exactly. When you go and you start screaming broccoli and the video makes it back to the IKEA family, you're apparently quite a sweet bunch.
Mm. I guess we could all start tweeting in preparation now. Just tweeting them, asking them.
But don't
if
even,
they're going to be serving broccoli.
Don't even ask them politely in the first instance. Just go straight to, where's your fucking broccoli at?
Oi, mate.
Yeah.
Where's your broccoli?
It's a fucking disgrace. Just get really angry really quick.
Okay, well, if our listeners want to start a Twitter campaign, I'm not saying you should, because I'm pretty sure that's illegal now. But if you want to,
and
start
also maybe
IKEA.
And maybe think of something better than broccoli. It's a bit obvious, isn't it? Maybe something more interesting, like artichoke, even. Jerusalem artichoke.
Hey, let's get a bit fancy.
Let's go with artichoke chalk. Artichoke is better.
Leave me alone, Ben.
No, I mean, they'll be harder to source.
Yeah. Artichoke chalk. Yeah. That sounds like the perfect Twitter campaign.
This is like the shed of bastards.
Just some very confused IKEA people.
What's probably the Swedish for artichoke?
The Swedish family being like, well, I want to give them what they want. I've been Googling for hours.
Oh dear. Okay, well, I mean, this might be the first one we can actually actively achieve. So
yeah. Maybe. I mean, do you have any links with IKEA?
The only issue for me here is, I mean, I'm off the bat, no. I'll be honest.
No.
I don't even know anyone Swedish, let alone the IKEA family.
We assume they're called Mr. IKEA.
I assume so. What else could it mean? Oh. Something else, probably. But my main issue is, I think financially, I'm not sure how much you or we have to gain from this, seeing as, I mean, I guess nutritionally, actually not only nutritionally, because I'm going to boil it to death. It's hard to know what we're going to gain from this. That's the issue.
If you introduce, say, I don't know, a broccoli bap. So that sounds more marketable.
Okay, I'm in.
So you've got your two bits, in case I don't know what a bap is, you've got your two bits of white bread.
Right.
Unbuttered.
Yes.
Unless you want to pay an extra £2.
It's got to be vegan, though, so don't butter it. Don't butter it. It's going to be a vegan veggie. Yeah, but...
18 quid. Is that? That's what you've got to be looking to pay. Are people going to appreciate the value of the broccoli bap because it's overpriced, 18 quid? Are they going to think that's a premium product?
Well, that's it. You have to price for the market you want.
I don't know why I want that, but I want that. And then when they get it, well, I paid 18 quid for this, so this is fucking great.
I must be able to. I'm not understanding it. I'm not understanding why it's good. Exactly. It's the caviar situation.
Have you heard the psychology behind, like, if you're in a working environment, if there's a drinks dispenser, someone would have the decision to make, should I have a drink or not? I'm not sure. But then if there's two drink dispensers, it's just a case of, which drink do I want?
Interesting.
Clever.
That is clever.
Mm.
That's disgraceful. I've
noticed
that being multiples,
we could have, maybe this, instead of the broccoli bap, we could have a broccoli bar.
Mm.
So like a breakfast broccoli bar.
Right.
Yeah.
So that could be in one of the...
Is that dried broccoli or is that still boiled?
Well, we've not sorted the recipe just yet.
You could boil it then, dry it.
There's loads of great chefs down here in the southwest. They'll do it. So you got the dispenser for broccoli bars in one, and then the other dispenser would be broccoli light for those that are
clever.
You know,
dieting.
Yeah,
watching their broccoli intake,
and of course, you can give the impression of good value by having not only the broccoli bap, but the broccoli served without the bap. Because then the broccoli bap would seem like a bargain.
Skinny broccoli.
Well, if you have the broccoli bap, Oh, in fact, that's true. You could even take it the modern way, where actually without the BAP, it costs
naked,
more.
Naked broccoli. Is that what they call it?
Naked broccoli.
Is that what they call it? Yeah. That's
naked broccoli. Broccoli
burger
light.
Without the, naked broccoli.
This is ridiculous.
The nude florets are actually the expensive variety. But no, alternatively, either way around it works.
Have you ever brewed a broccoli ale?
No.
Why not?
A brock ale.
Sure. I heard that somebody made a beer out of piss. Is that right?
It's feasible. I mean, when they say that, they probably mean some aspect of piss rather than just a giant vat of piss, because that would just be piss. That was all that would be.
I heard rumours that someone made beer out of the remnants of festival piss, so that would be a fruity piss.
Oh, yeah, and then, filtered the water.
And then someone made it out of beard hair.
Yeah, well, the yeast from a brewer's beard and vaginal yeast, they've been used to ferment with. I mean, obviously, they're just yeast.
Have you tried any of these obscure beers?
No.
Not personally. I mean, it would be just beer.
Are you interested?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it would be noticeable that it had come from either a vagina or a beard. And, of course, the piss water became water, because when it goes in through the sewage system, that's what happens to it. They turn it back into water.
You could feasibly mash with piss.
Yeah. You could. I mean, you
yeah. I you should be very nice.
It might. The pH would be an issue. You do need the right kind of pH.
The pH should be all over the place.
I think your mineral content wouldn't be necessarily what you want.
Do you think the broccoli would cut through the flavour?
I think it would support the flavour.
If it was only part boiled, so you've not boiled all of the niceness out.
Well, that's
it.
Where you get your nutrients for the last, yeast. Then
put it in for the last 5 minutes of the boil.
Dry broccoli.
Dry broccoli.
Okay, no, late boiled broccoli, and then also dry broccoli as well. Yeah.
Because it's slightly easier on the tongue. Maybe that's the invention. Broccoli beer. Broccoli there
beer.
We go.
Here we are.
Wow, this invention's moving fast.
I feel like we've got a bar, so we need multiple. You need multiple aspects.
Yeah. Wait a second, when he said broccoli bar, do you think he meant a bar that serves just broccoli?
Yeah, that's what I thought
he meant. Like a sort of like a breakfast bar.
You meant like a muesli bar.
Oh, right.
Bar.
I thought you meant like a breakfast bar, as in like a bar you go for breakfast that just sells broccoli.
This has stayed still for 1 second. Oh, God. We've got a lot of products there. We've got a lot of products.
It should be more clear. But there's a bar in Liverpool. I lived in Liverpool for a few years.
And is this a breakfast bar, as in made out of cereal, or an actual bar?
It's a bar like the brewery that serves... It was a tequila bar called Sava, and it serves, it's a great bar, 100 types of tequila.
Mm. How many types of broccoli?
Well, it had a baked bean flavoured tequila.
Oh, well, yes.
Which just tasted like them all. It's just ethanol, isn't it? But that was an interesting thing, to take all my friends, come to the, where you can have baked bean tequila, that just tastes like anything else.
That's
proper northern. You could launch your first product there. And do it as a tequila
based.
No, hold on, tequila Wonderwall listener.
Oh, tequila Wonderwall.
So we could have a dog playing Wonderwall on a piece of broccoli.
Yeah, slaying people.
But fortunately, we mobilise it before it gets past the first 3 minutes.
Poor bastard.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this week on Spare Ideas. It's been a pleasure. Hope you've enjoyed yourself.
I've had a great time, guys.
Well, that's a relief.
That's what we aim for.
I was a bit tense about
that. At least a mediocre time.
Well, that's it. I mean, you don't know until the end, do you?
No, you don't.
Until you ask, you just don't know.
I know. The whole time, I've just been crossing my toes in anticipation of...
There's a cat that just came in the room there.
Yeah.
I mobilised it. It's okay.
It's going to catch on.
We're buzz marketing our own project. That's what we're doing. Well, I mean, if you've enjoyed what you've heard, that's not a phrase.
That sounds Scandinavian.
Yeah.
IKEA.
If you've enjoyed what you've heard. If you've enjoyed what you've heard, then please do check out other shows we make on this network, the Very Good Network, verygood.org.uk. You can also check out, as I've mentioned, the show notes for this show, which will be, I'm not even sure what now, really. I mean, probably just pictures of dogs.
Some broccoli pics.
Exactly. Nice, tasteful broccoli pics. Yeah. Probably us recording what it does sound like if you rub a broccoli near a mic.
Maybe a couple of non-tasteful broccoli pics.
Yes, of course. Bit of dirty broccoli.
Picture of Murphy. We can get a picture of Murphy on there. Murphy. Oh, yeah. I'm sure everyone wants to know what Murphy looks like.
Yeah, to prove that he's still okay.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll have him next to a copy of The Times.
Yeah.
The date on it. So
he'll be still.
With some really bad photocopying.
But also, please do check onto iTunes and give us a rating and a review, because that's how people find out this exists. And please,
we love reviews.
Please subscribe. Yeah. Please.
Please.
We don't want to sound desperate.
But please. I do.
How about you?
Please.
They need to understand what's at stake.
What is at stake, actually? I'm not sure.
I'm not even sure that I subscribe.
Almost nothing. Almost nothing's at stake.
Almost nothing.
But something. That's something. Not, yeah, almost nothing is something. So.
Our own self-esteem.
Yes.
That's exactly. At stake. I mean, it's already gone. We're trying
and
to gain
Murphy,
it back.
Murphy.
Yeah.
He's alive now.
But if you don't subscribe...
Yeah, you.
We'll just leave it open.
Tom.
You can guess.
Tom. Yes, you. Tom. No, yeah, not Tom. That Tom. Tom you. Ruddles. Tom Ruddles. Yes, Tom. I'm talking to you, Tom Ruddles. If you don't subscribe, well, you know.
You know. You've been warned, Tom Ruddles.
If he's not listening, then he's fucked, isn't he? Like, he might not be listening yet.
No. I don't know him. Should I Google him?
That's fine. Let's make sure he listens. Yeah. Just be clear. Anyway, beyond...
This feels like a phone conversation where you can't just say bye. It's like, bye-bye now, bye-bye, bye, love you, bye, bye-bye, bye.
You hang up.
Everyone stop listening by this point anyway. That's the rule of podcasts. You do all the bit at the end, no one listens.
No, no one cares.
Yeah. Yeah. So you just keep going.
We don't have to.
No, we don't. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
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 That was a very good podcast from verygood.org.uk.